Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste and welcome everyone to Peace of Mind Broadcast. I am your host, Tamara. And I have a wonderful person I'm so excited to introduce you to today. But first, I want to tell you a little story of how I met this wonderful person. And it's all about listening to your intuition. I was flying from a hot springs back to Portland on the airplane. And on my way to San Francisco for the weekend, I just got this really bum seat. You know, it was just like, you don't get assigned seats, you just sit wherever. And, you know, I felt like I was being pushed by the people behind me just to find a seat and all of these other things. And then I told myself on the way back from San Francisco, I was like, I'm not going to do this. You know, I'm going to just really listen to myself and where I'm guided to sit. Like, I'm going to listen to my intuition. I'm not going to be forced to sit somewhere because the people behind me are pushing or, you know, just huffing and puffing. So I decided that before we were boarding. And as we were getting on, I'm like feeling myself, like what feels good to me. And I sat down and, you know, soon after the flight, I saw the woman next to me, her bracelet, and I commented on it because, you know, it's like blue crystals. And so we ended up talking, and I found out that she is a medium. And it was like the best flight ever. You know, it went by so fast. And, you know, I just wanted to tell that story because I feel like a lot of times in life, you know, we kind of conform to what other people want us, or we are sensitive and we feel other people's energy and telling us where to go. But if you go and you listen to your intuition and you do what you are guided to do or what feels good for you, you can end up having these, you know, wonderful meetings. And this is just kind of like a plane randomly, you know, from San Francisco, had no idea that I was going to meet this amazing woman. And then we got to talking and I was just like, oh, my God, this is what happens when you listen to your intuition. So, hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, I just, you know, we had such an amazing conversation on the flight. Time went by so fast. And, you know, it was just really interesting because, you know, I had no idea, you know, and I just kind of was attracted to your jewelry, and then we started talking from there, and she was like, yeah, I'm a medium.
I know.
And
well,
so,
you had some jewelry on also, though, didn't you? I remember you having something cool. I don't know what, and then you had a great energy, and then I always, on planes lately, the last year or two, I end up sitting next to, I just trust whoever I'm supposed to sit next to is right there for whatever interaction. Mm-hmm. And it's so much more fun than sitting on the plane and staring straight ahead so you don't have to talk to somebody, because it's really magical lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think if you set or, you know, tell yourself or set those intentions, like, I'm going to listen to my intuition no matter how many people are waiting in line behind me. I'm going to do what's right, good, feels good for me. Then, you know, I think these things could, like, the universe is like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to show you what you could, you know, what kind of plane ride you could have this time.
It's so true. It's so true. And it's so mm-hmm. funny on the airline we were on because, you know, it is festival seating. So I remember mm-hmm. one time I was wondering how my uncle was doing. I hadn't seen him in a while, and he lived somewhere else. And there was one seat left on the very back of the plane, and I sat next to a man who started talking to me, and it turns out he knew my uncle and was able to, he had just seen him. And it was just amazing. So
mm-hmm.
I'm always
mm-hmm.
up for when we listen to our intuition, things get much mm-hmm. more serendipitous. And we can
mm-hmm.
feel like when we're in it, and then we feel when we're
mm-hmm.
out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, more of us want to be in that serendipity than out of it.
Right, and that's exactly what I want to talk about. And what we're doing this month is kind of, you know, empowering people with their gifts that they already have and how to, you know, accentuate all of those gifts and then use them to help others. And so, you know, how did you find out that you know, like what a medium was, or how did you start to, you know, understand your gift?
Well, you know, it wasn't until my 30s that it really started to come out. But I'll tell you, when I was a little kid, I used to feel people, the presence of people in my room. You know, I was sort of on edge. And I think a lot of children have, you know, they just came from the other worlds, right? And so they haven't been told by well-meaning adults that their imaginary friend doesn't exist, which can very well be a guide. So when I was younger, and then I would see quick visions of people, meaning like almost just a quick, I don't know, they're like a movie view of somebody, and then it so it scared me because I didn't know what it was. So it was happening then. But, of course, we're sort of socialized out of it or called too sensitive because I think a lot of times when we do use our gifts or we just have them naturally, all of us do, that we can just feel everything and we don't know what's ours or what somebody else's. And so my journey was is that I ended up working in television news, which was talk about for somebody sensitive. There was I used to tell the news on a CBS affiliate in Arizona. And once I got out of that in my 30s and I stopped putting all the negative news in my head, I'll tell you the gifts from when I was younger started to appear. So they weren't suppressed. And then I started my spiritual path. I want to say, I don't know if it was right around 34, 35, and I'm 51 now and have been working as a medium for about 13 years. But it was always there.
And so how did you know what it was called? Like, I mean, did you just, you know, where you're like, meet people and be like, oh, I see your aunt. She's, you know.
Well, I could see auras. It was inconsistent. But I had to in my life, you know, I think everything that happens for a reason. And I ended up having to live in Indiana for a while. And I was originally, you know, from Arizona. So that was a big move for me. And I found out outside of Indianapolis, there was this place called Camp Chesterfield. And Camp Chesterfield was a commune or was a gathering place for mediums, clairvoyants. And I remember looking at the list and it was and going, what is a medium? And then... this was founded, they're spiritualists, and it was founded like at the turn of the century, and Houdini had been there trying to prove people wrong, and there was just this, the Dalai Lama visits there, and I ended up going to school there. They have seminaries. But at first I didn't know. The first time I really looked at mediumship, I saw all these mediums on staff at Camp Chesterfield, and I was very intrigued. And then sooner or later, you know, not much later, you know, on the path, if we're following our intuition, I ended up going to school there.
Wow.
Like a like a Hogwarts for adults.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. And so how did you start, like, did you practice on people, or how did you start kind of getting more comfortable with doing mediumship?
Mediumship and intuition. You know, what happened was, is that I when I got out of news, I really started on more of my spiritual path, and that was reading books, being interested in psychic, just going toward my natural proclivity of what I was interested in. And so it happened for me when it first came through very organically, where I was sitting with my mother-in-law, and all of a sudden as I'm sitting there, I hear inside my mind very loudly the word Lottie. And I'm like, Lottie? And they said it about three times, Lottie. And so finally I looked at my mother-in-law. I said, does the word Lottie mean anything to you? Because I was thinking lottery. And she said, oh, I had an Aunt Charlotte who passed away, and we used to call her Lottie. But she passed away 30 years ago. And then I saw a picture of a shoe in my mind's eye. A lot of times people think clairvoyance is only if you see something on the outside, you know, appear in your room. But clairvoyance, clear seeing, can be inside your mind as well. And I saw on the screen of my mind a shoe. And I said, I see a shoe. She said she had a shoe store in Britain. So it was very organic and very natural, and it just kept going like that. So it happened mm-hmm. with a person that was safe,
mm-hmm.
You know, who didn't close it or try to put me down or was just, you know, she was actually quite intrigued because I hadn't known
yeah.
any of this information.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it scares people. I mean, normally,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you were to just be like, you know, somebody that wasn't open to it and you're sensing all of these things and then you're telling them, it could scare
right,
people.
Right, people
you know?
Get a little scared, you know, but I think spirit or our guides set mm-hmm. it up. So if, you know, that if we follow what's happening internally, then the right people are there to help guide
mm-hmm.
us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you think that, like, how does this help, do you think it gives people peace, or how does this help transform people in their life, like when you
make that connection
mm-hmm.
for them? Because really
mm-hmm.
I'm just a messenger connecting people. And so at the end of my mother's spontaneous reading that happened, and I'd never done anything like that before, her mother came through with an apology for her, and you know, and she doesn't mind me telling this, about being very overly critical to her and some information
mm-hmm.
only she knew. And in that moment, I watched her face transform, like it got more relaxed. You know, things
mm-hmm.
that she didn't hear in life, she was hearing
mm-hmm.
right then from her mother, and it changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
mm-hmm.
knew then that it was a healing tool. And
mm-hmm.
I work with a lot of parents who've lost children. There's a group
mm-hmm.
called Helping Parents Heal that was founded by
mm-hmm.
Mark Ireland, whose dad was a very famous psychic medium in the 50s and 60s. But Mark lost his son and founded an organization where they use mediums and people that, you know, are... you know, can make the connection and that are it's been proven in the best way it can. You know what I mean? That the medium is helpful
mm-hmm.
and they're not, you know, in it for any other reason except for it to be of service. And
mm-hmm.
and so in working with the families of children, you know, people who have lost children, if you can know that your child's okay or get some evidence or confirmation, then maybe it, you know, you can stay here, or, you know, not that it's ever going to be easy, but it's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it dissolves, like, any kind of guilt that they had for not doing this or not doing that. And
mm-hmm.
So it gives them some
absolutely.
Sort of...
It lifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say probably the main word is relief.
Mm-hmm.
Relief.
Mm-hmm.
But I firmly believe we all have this ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know how everybody could paint, but everybody's not going to be a painter for their living? I believe
mm-hmm.
we're born with a capacity to be able to communicate to other worlds. We're just not taught how to do it, or we're taught it's weird, or it's a coincidence, or don't listen to that. And I'm like, that's
mm-hmm.
so silly. Those are our inner, that's our inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't we listen to, you know, it's just all turned around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And, like, what is your advice to people about developing their intuitive psychic gifts? Like, how do you, I feel like right now a lot of people are, you know, as this world is changing, all these things are happening, planetary shifts, and this energy is getting intense. I feel it's also bringing up a lot of people's gifts. And
it
I
sure
like
is.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how do they go about going in that direction and being more in their true self and knowing, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's not like the universe gives you a, you know, guidebook and they're like, here's the manual.
Yeah, I
you
wish
know?
It did. But we all have our own guidebook back to love, right? And so in listening, first of all, I would say, listen to that still small voice inside of you. It's very succinct. It tells you the right thing for you. When the voice in our head gets all over the place of da 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 da, and then this and this and this, and now we're in worry and now we're all over the place, to pull yourself back to the place where the information, it's like, okay, do this, call this, where it's peaceful and it's a still small voice. Does that make sense internally?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then I would start noticing, I mean, even when I first started, keeping track of like, okay, so you get a feeling about somebody, and then all of a sudden there it is, they call you, or you run into them at the, you know, grocery store, or you, you know, start paying attention, because what we pay attention to grows. So that's why if we pay attention to things, and it's really hard when we're in the human body, right? When we pay attention to things that are negative, you know, it's like, oh, we're focusing on that. So when we start paying attention to the things that are working, and we start paying attention to the information we're getting and following through on it, then that starts to grow larger in our lives. So if the voice says call somebody, start doing it. Start in a smaller way. It's not like you have to go to the end of the earth in the Himalayas in order to already have it. It's already in you. You can go to the Himalayas and you can go, but you're not going to find it outside. You might find the peace to get to the inside, but it's already a mechanism. So if you start trusting it in small ways, then it's like going to the gym. Then we get stronger and stronger, right? But if we just go, oh, well, I'm not really going to listen to that, you know, then we go, oh, I knew that. Why didn't I? So we can just start that way. I keep a journal sometimes, too, and I especially did when I first started of the things that I thought of or the dreams that I had, and it was remarkable of how many things actually happened and came true. Because what we measure grows in the direction we measure it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. So are the, you know, are the people on the other side or our loved ones, do you feel like they're guiding us also in our life?
I feel like they certainly can. I feel like, you know, when I do a session and the person comes in, they certainly have, you know, my understanding is, and this is, I always say, this is what I know so far, because when people say, oh, no, this is the way it is for sure, I go, really? Because it can change on the more knowledge that you gather, being from a higher position. But so a lot of times family members, loved ones, animals, those who have passed are certainly around us. Are they around us all the time? I can't say that for sure. Are they working on our behalf and can help us? Absolutely. Do we also have guides and helpers that have been with us since birth that aren't in the human form, that are further along than the people that we walk the earth with? I believe yes. And so starting to have a relationship with our guides that know what our mission is and know what we wanted to accomplish before we came here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So there can be different energies around us. And, of course, there are angels, and there are all sorts of, you know, other beings. But, but yes,
you
our loved ones.
You just have to call on them.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. Ask, you shall receive, knock, the door. You know, all of those universal sayings, right? When we ask for help, it comes. Now, it might not come how we wanted it. But it does come, and then we eventually find out, oh, that was really in our best, that was better for us, right?
Yeah, because maybe we have these expectations of how it's going to look, you know, and if we just let go of the expectations of how it's going to look, you know, well, it'll be there.
Right. I think we always have expectations. I mean, even in the simplest thing, I mean, it wasn't simple because it was sort of, we can agonize over things while we're here, but I remember I wanted this one specific house and I was so sure that it was the right house. In fact, and you would think, well, you do readings for everyone, why don't you know everything for yourself? But unfortunately, we don't get a guidebook, you know, for ourselves. We have our own gifts, but, you know, we have our own, you know, things, lessons and things that, and a lot of times when we're emotionally involved in our own business, it's harder to see for ourselves. But I wanted this house. I thought it was it, and I agonized over it. And then guess what? You know, another house came in that was 10 times better. But I sure agonized for about a year over that. And then, you know, I was brought the right house. And then I thought, why did I do that? But I,
no,
you know.
I know. It's like in the aftermath, you're like, why did I, you know, worry so much or try so hard, you know, with my mind power, how our thinking, like, to get this one thing. And if I just, I remember the same thing happened to me in Hawaii when I felt like when I just let go and I'm like, okay, I know that I'm supposed to go. So it was like this, everything was happening even better than what I could have imagined, you know, like perfect
right.
cabin and, you know, all of these things. And, you know, then when I let go more and just, you know, and of course it's hard. And I feel like right now it is harder because we're dealing with, you know, these energetic changes, you know, all of this stuff that's happening around us and then our own, you know, emotional, tumultuous growth. And
right.
it's not easy, you know, always to be like, okay, got to be inside. You know, it's because your outside world is, and what you see is showing you these things. And it's so hard to, you know, focus and be like, okay, I really need to do this. But I think that the one thing about it is it's giving us this opportunity to practice. And,
right.
I think that practicing is really important. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, who is it? Have you heard of Esther Hicks? And she channels Abraham. And I remember in one of the channelings I heard, she was talking about, or they were talking through her about, you know, you better be glad that things don't manifest exactly as you think they should, you know, because from the time lapse mm-hmm. here of what we think about, it may not be the right thing, you know, so that there's a time delay. And a chance
mm-hmm.
to correct, so that it's actually a blessing.
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
And it's learning to trust that, and it's not easy. You know?
No, it's
okay.
not easy. It's part of the, I think it's part of our human condition, you know, but it keeps us forging ahead, and then we realize once we get what we want or what we thought we wanted, then that disappears, and it's something new, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's learning to
mm-hmm.
be peaceful. You know, what makes us feel peaceful in between all these changing times? And it's listening to our intuition, or it's letting go
mm-hmm.
and surrendering doesn't mean giving up. It means handing over. Like
mm-hmm.
I've done everything
mm-hmm.
I can about this problem, so I'm just going to hand it over. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
Allow there to be a time lapse to see what comes back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and I think especially for me, I will totally admit it. That's one of, you know, I think that I'm learning to redefine these words, you know, like what
uh-huh.
letting go means and, you know, what surrendering means. I'm really changing my definition of those words because I think that we grow up and we think that they mean these things and they really don't, but they're stuck in this belief system. And, you know, those are the words, those are the exact words that I'm working with, you know, to be like, okay, it doesn't mean that I have to, you know, forget it. It just means that I'm letting go and letting, you know, God or the universe or my higher
right.
self. Mm-hmm.
Right, absolutely. And I think we're all working on that right now. Almost all my, you know, everyone that I read for, lately, everybody's going through really big things. And I think,
mm-hmm.
You know, emotions are coming up to be healed. Old situations are coming up to be healed. New ways of, you know, our careers. Things are in great change right now. And when we're in change, and we don't like it, you know, but we asked for it and we want, you know, on the, what there's some saying that on everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of fear right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
In the world. And so we're being asked soul-wise to walk through this to get to the other side. And it's
mm-hmm.
evolution, really. But, it can be painful.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
yeah.
yeah, that's what I know. And
fear can be paralyzing. I mean, fear is something that I forgot who I was listening to the other day, but they said, well, you look at that, those fears, and maybe just write them down and just look at them and then face them and be like, okay, is this something really to be, is it just the energy around, you know, that belief system or that idea,
mm-hmm.
or is
mm-hmm.
it itself? Like, what is the worst thing that could happen? Like, write them down or look at them and really, you know, face them and say, okay, is this, you know, where is this coming from? What are all the beliefs around it? Is this really fear, or when I look at it, does it dissipate, you know, when you break it down?
Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been learning, because I feel like it comes up, and then I'm like, okay, what is this? And it feels paralyzing to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, so I need to really look at this instead of distracting myself and getting away from it or somehow going around it. I need to really face it and just understand, okay, you know, what are these feelings around this issue or these thoughts or these belief systems, and write them down so you can look at them and really be like, okay, is this the worst thing, or, you know, can I get through this, or do I know that in my evolution I'm strong enough to, you know, face this? So,
I commend you for doing that. And I've done the things before where you write on paper, you know, everything you're afraid of. You just go really fast, though, really super fast, so your logic mind isn't editing it, and you just get it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually
right.
burn the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just even burning it, you know, helps you let go of it and release it. Or drawing, I've done it before where I drew a circle, you know, in the dirt, and then I put everything, you know, symbolizing like as rocks or a twig or what I'm concerned about in the healing circle. And then putting
mm-hmm.
it there for healing, and in a way that's sort of handing it over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's good to have your own little rituals or your own little,
mm-hmm.
you know, something for yourself. Like, take time, light a candle, do your own little ritual, and, you know, just kind of take that time to really look at what's happening rather than distracting yourself and then getting away from it, because it's still going to be there.
Right.
So
well, it's unresolved. I think we're here to work on unresolved material, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I want everyone to know that today we're, or this month what we're doing is we're doing these things to just get people information on how you can connect with yourself and your gifts. And we're going to be doing another segment with Tina Powers, and, you know, we'll be doing mini readings and things like that. So we're doing more segments. But I just feel like this information is really important right now because of all the growth that we're going through. And then, like, how to start being your own, listening to your own highest self, or be your own guide through whatever is happening right now. To me, I feel like that's important. And so how can people get a hold of you, Tina, if they have, you know, they want a reading, or do you do readings or private, or how do you?
Yeah, probably the best way to get a hold of me is just on my website at tinapowers.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can contact me that way. Also, I do work at a place called Miraval Resort, which is
mm-hmm.
This great spiritual spa, which is there are many amazing healers and people who do variations in their own ways of what I do. I do take private sessions. I'm grateful. I'm a little booked out right now, but I always believe it all happens in the right divine time.
Mm-hmm. And you have your book, Reporting for the Other Side. So if anyone is interested, you can go to tinapowers.com and you can check out her book and then learn more about mediumship and, you know, whatever. Right. Is it on your can they buy it through Amazon, or how does it?
Yeah, they can buy it through Amazon. They can buy it through the website. And, yes, it's Reporting for the Other Side, and it's about going from television news anchoring and reporting to, I say I'm reporting for the other side now, to speaking to people in the other realms and delivering messages and helping people
mm-hmm.
on their journey. So,
yay!
And really, what does Ram Dass say? We're really just all walking each other home, and I love that.
Oh, yeah, that is so nice. And during this time, you know, support each other, like be in that vulnerable space where you are allowing yourself to go through whatever you're going through and share that with somebody, because that can open up the door for them as well. And I wanted to thank everyone for being a part of Peace of Mind broadcast and calling in, listening to the show. And then stay tuned, because we're doing more segments with Tina Powers and taking callers also. Thank you so
I'm
much,
excited.
Dana, for...
so.
Yeah! Thank
Yay!
You so much for being on the show.
Aw, thanks so much, yeah. Tamara.
And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, sounds perfect.
All right.
All right.
Love you.
Have a great day. Love you too. Have a
Namaste,
great day, everyone.
Everyone.
Rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Yay.